news you can trust. Opinions that matter. Now, Ben Fordham comments.
Well, we told you something was up. Last Thursday, we reported on speculation that the Snowy 2 hydro project was in trouble again. This all came from people on the ground. We were told the tunnel boring machine Florence was stuck. We were told that there had been a partial collapse in one of the tunnels. And we were told that they may need to buy a new tunnel boring machine to dig a whole new tunnel. And when we shared those details from the Snowy Mountains, we received denials from management. They said, nothing to see here. Snowy Hydro said the tunnel boring machine Florence is fully operational, and they said it has operated successfully since its restart in December. But they were being very selective with the facts, and they failed to admit there are more issues. However, they've come unstuck over the weekend because just 48 hours after their denials, an article appeared on the ABC website, and it backed up the claims first revealed on this show. The ABC story was titled, "Partial Tunnel Collapse at Snowy 2 Raises Fresh Safety Concerns." The story revealed that one of the tunnels has collapsed after a botched drill and blast operation. It revealed that the tunnel boring machine Florence is not fully operational, as Snowy Hydro management told us on Thursday. It turns out that Florence has hit hard ground, and it's making very little progress. In fact, the ABC reports that the slow grinding and frequent stops have seen progress fall by more than two-thirds in April. So does that sound like Florence is fully operational? I don't think so. But it gets worse. We've done the numbers this morning. It looks like Florence only managed to dig about 7 metres in April. 7 metres in a month, according to our calculations. It's supposed to be digging 15 metres a day. If its performance in April was to continue, Snowy Hydro wouldn't be completed for another 180 years. So there's big trouble brewing in the Snowy Mountains. When Malcolm Turnbull announced Snowy 2 as Prime Minister, he said it would be completed by 2025. Now they're saying 2028, maybe 2029, and those in the know are quietly conceding it could be pushed back until the 2030s. And the costs are insane. This thing was supposed to cost $2 billion. Now they're saying it's $12 billion. And it'll cost another $12 billion to build the transmission lines to connect the project to the grid. And by the way, the transmission lines are delayed too, and facing multi-billion dollar cost blowouts as well. The latest setback may have been denied by management, but the workers are honest about it. One of them has told the ABC, this is just another F-up. And those running Snowy 2.0 need to be honest about what's going on. This is a public project spending taxpayers' money, and we don't need the reality being airbrushed or sugar-coated, and that's what seems to be happening right now. Our thanks to the ABC for backing up the exclusive you heard here on 2GB last week.